This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flagged off the Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally from Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, ahead of the Independence Day celebrations on Thursday. Union Ministers Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Ram Mohan Naidu, Kinjarapu, Kiran Rijiju and Mansukh Mandavia were present on the occasion. The rally ended at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Dhankar said, Har Ghar Tiranga campaign was started to encourage people to bring the tricolour home and hoist it on the Independence Day. He said this has become a movement now, with crores of people hoisting the Tiranga at their houses. He said Har Ghar Tiranga reflects the nation's independence, pride and commitment to Viksit Bharat. Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said the tricolour is the pride of the country, which ties the country together as one. The government will install 1 lakh transponders on marine fishing vessels to promote business and security to fishermen. Addressing a national seminar on application of space technologies in the fisheries sector in New Delhi, Minister for Fisheries Rajiv Ranjan Singh said transponders will also issue an alert if any fisherman crosses the maritime border. He said fisheries have an important contribution in the nation's economy. Mr. Singh said space technologies are playing a crucial role in enhancing fisheries management and development. He said 60,000 crore rupees worth marine products, including fish, are being exported annually by the country. The minister said about 3 crore people of the country are associated with the fisheries business, and the government is committed to the welfare of fishermen. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has extended the time for receiving comments and suggestions on the Draft Broadcasting Services Regulation Bill till the 15th of October this year, saying that a fresh draft legislation will be published after detailed consultations. The draft bill was placed in public domain in November last year, along with the explanatory notes for comments of the stakeholders and the general public. The ministry said multiple recommendations, comments and suggestions were received, including from various associations, on the draft bill. It is holding a series of consultations with the stakeholders on the draft bill. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all private satellite TV channels, asking them to show videos of disasters and calamities with a timestamp. The advisory stated that whenever a disaster or natural calamity occurs, TV channels provide continuous coverage over several days, but repeatedly show footage from the day the incident happened. It said this leads to unnecessary confusion and potential panic among viewers. TV channels have been advised to ensure that visuals of such incidents should prominently display a date and timestamp on the top of the footage to avoid any misunderstanding among viewers. TV channels have also been asked to adhere to the program code while telecasting such incidents. Resident doctors from various public hospitals in Maharashtra have halted non-emergency work to express solidarity with residents of Arjikar Medical College in Kolkata following the rape and murder of a trainee doctor. Senior medical teachers, lecturers and bonded candidates in these medical colleges are managing the hospitals. Leaves of various staff have been cancelled. In Jharkhand as well, junior doctors of Rajendra Institute of Medical Sciences in Ranchi went on an indefinite strike to protest the rape and murder of the trainee doctor in a Kolkata hospital. Patients are facing difficulties as health services except emergency in Jharkhand have been affected. The agitating doctors are demanding a CBI probe into the case. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy rain in central, northeastern and southern parts of the country during the next 2 days. According to the IMD, isolated heavy rainfall will continue over Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, east and northeast India for the next 7 days. The Big Cricket League BCL, a franchise-based T20 event that will offer aspiring local players a chance to play alongside their cricketing heroes, has joined hands with the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati in a landmark long-term deal. The inaugural edition of BCL will be held in September this year in Lucknow. BCL will be broadcast live on DD Sports across the country. And with that, we end this news bulletin.